got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch, but I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Look in the Fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, Nisha. Pass him the latke, Matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher. Chops, Fump, everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
damn equipment. Good hello. Good afternoon, evening, whatever. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm filling in for Dorian. I like Dorian very much. She let me do the radio show tonight. And the thing I like best about Dorian is she is a... She's a succulent wench. Yes. She's too young for me, though. I don't mess with jail bait. Anyway, we just heard from Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. Before that, Moose Jackson with Tiny Bradshaw and his orchestra with the big 10-inch record. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, filling in on WFMU. I don't know what all the hubbub is about. It seems to be some sort of festivities tonight. I don't know what it's about. I don't care. It's probably not important. The only thing that matters is the music. The 78 RPM records that are being played tonight on WFMU. Great music. Only on 78 RPM records, presented by Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, very old. Yes, I'm larger than life. I'm not just larger than life, I'm larger than death. Yes, as I mentioned on a previous program, I have met the Grim Reaper. And surprising as it seems, he's much shorter than you'd expect. He's about 5'1". You'd expect he'd be tall and imposing, maybe intimidating, but he's actually very diminutive and deferential. When he approaches you to carry you away for the bear for barbecue, he apologizes. He says things like, excuse me, can I have a word with you? He says, ahem, are you John? I believe we have an appointment. Anyway, the Grim Reaper approached me twice. The first time he rang the doorbell, I told him I wasn't interested in the watchtower. Then when he explained why he was there, I told him I was busy and to come back another time. Then I slammed the door in his face. He came back a few weeks later, and I dropped water balloons on him from the second floor. And this ruined his gothic mascara, and he looked so pathetic, and so he scurried away. He has not come back. He tried sending one of his friends after me, the doleful harvester. But Blossom was around, and I sicked her dog Fudgy on him. And as you heard last week, how ferocious Fudgy is. Oh, yes, scared away the doleful harvester. So I'm still here, still alive, for another year. And it's time to get back to the music here. We got some Willie the Lion Smith on 78 RPM record.
Like no one can. Got 5 cents in your hand. Give it to the popcorn man. See him here, see him there. See him almost everywhere. At the old country fair, how they love the popcorn man as they pop to the sky. He sings this lullaby. Good for boys and good for men. Makes old maids like girls again. Pops them up, he don't stop. Pops them up until they drop. Papa, how he can pop. They all love the popcorn man. 5 cents a bag.
I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. When you date and go, then you leave my wife alone. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. You done had my wife long enough, you rascal, you. You done had my wife long enough, you rascal, you. You done had my wife long enough. Now ain't you tired of that old stuff? I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. I wonder what have you got, you rascal, you. I wonder what have you got, you rascal, you. I wonder what have you got that makes my wife think you so hot. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. I'm gonna hang you on a tree, you rascal, you. I'm gonna hang you on a tree, you rascal, you. I'm gonna hang you on a tree, 'cause that ain't no way to treat for me. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. I'm gonna cut your arms off too, you rascal, you. I'm gonna cut your arms off too, you rascal, you. I'm gonna cut your arms off too, and something else that's attached to you. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you. You gave my wife a diamond ring, you rascal, you. You gave my wife a diamond ring, you rascal, you. You gave my wife a diamond ring, so you could shake that thing. I'll be glad when you date, you rascal, you.
His wine glass and away he flew. funny arms so queer. They got that way from reaching for imaginary signs of a fear. Sahara, Sahara, now we're dry like you. Just one town old lodging for a longer beer hotel. Sahara, Sahara, now we're dry like you. I've got the old Sahara prohibition blue.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Ain't it wonderful?
It's truly wonderful.
Peace, brother, peace.
Yes, brother, yes, brother.
I know you. I can tell you got that old-time religion.
Oh, yeah.
The way you clap your hands. Ain't it wonderful? Yes, you make me feel good from my head to my toes.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time.
Hallelujah.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Thank you, Brother Cooley. Thank you, Brother Cooley.
That was the Clarence Williams Swing Band with Old Time Religion, a 70 RPM record. That's all we play here when the old codger is on the airwaves, which I am tonight for the Dorian Show. So before that, we heard Esther Walker. That was a very old Prohibition era, early Prohibition era, 78, called Sahara. Esther Walker. before that loving Sam Taird did You Rascal You. Number two, you should have heard number one. It was banned because it had filthy language in it. They cleaned it up and they released number two. Then Willie the Lion Smith did Popcorn Man. So it's your Cadger here on WFMU playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. I want to thank the listener who called, reminded me that tonight all the hubbub is New Year's Eve. Yes, I forgot. Well, I made my resolutions, but I still have six unfulfilled resolutions from 1922. But I have my 2008 New Year's resolutions. So they are to change the sheets, to buy a case of Sly Weasel bourbon, and to forgive myself for not following through on resolutions from 2007. Yes, that's my resolutions for 2008. They're better than yours. And my music is better than yours. And my music is better than these other disc jockeys, these hippies here on WFMU. So, we got some more great music. Well, we'll play some party music for the new year. Okay, here's Jimmy Liggins. This is a request by somebody, I forget who. Sean, listener Sean, wanted to hear this one. So here it is, a 78 RPM record by Jimmy Liggins.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby started to fuss and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. And don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I want to pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
With a big physique, to stop flirting with me, I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that party with a curly hair, who winked at me before, that I just got rid of one, and I don't want any more. I do what I like, whenever I like. I like what I love, and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, and don't have to lie. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them, and fuss them. Just stepping round, yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Whenever I choose, I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, fret 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
Again, I'll have a rose to remember the snows of December. Will bring you back to me if we never meet again. I'll fall asleep in the flowers and dream of the hours we spent in ecstasy. The leaves in the fall will recall the beauty I found in your eyes. The birds in the spring when they sing will tell me that love never dies. If we never meet again, as sure as heaven above you, forever I'll love you. If we never meet again. Thank you.
When you first left me here, I thought I would die. I was so, so lonesome. All I did was cry. You hurt my feelings bad. Now I'm just fighting mad. Wild as I can be, so you'd best be careful. I'm gonna place a pretty lily in your hand, and in a public place, right in your ugly face, I'm gonna heave a shovel full of sand. I suppose you'll try to say your business kept you away. Yes, monkey business, that I will agree. Boy, if you tell me lies, you're gonna find your eyes wide open, but you'll never see. 'Cause I'm gonna smack you so that you will never know if it was me or a railroad train. And then if you come to, when I do that to you, I'm gonna smack you back to sleep again. If you don't reform, you're gonna be a wreck, 'cause you're gonna get some that you don't expect. 'Cause mama whip, mama spank, if her daddy don't come home.
Mary Blossom gave me that 78 and told me to play it. He said there was a message in it, so, I'll spend New Year's Eve with Blossom and Fudgy. I'm going out to Brooklyn. She promised me a little pickled herring and some bubbly. What's bubbly? I want some Sly Weasel bourbon. That's what I want. So, Fudgy, just keep your teeth out of my ankle, okay? Fudgy's ferocious. We haven't just heard from Mamie Schmidt with Mama Whip. Mama Spank. that's from Blossom to me. So, Louis Armstrong did If We Never Meet Again. Sophie Tucker with I Ain't Taking Orders From No One. And Jimmy Liggins with I Ain't Drunk, I'm Just Drinking. Here on the Old Codger Substitute Show, replacement tonight for the Dorian Show. Dorian will be back some other time. Meanwhile, we play 78s, even though some people here at WFMU don't like me. They had a staff meeting recently, and there's a conspiracy. They didn't invite me to the staff meeting, but I have a mole on staff. Professor Dum-Dum is my mole. He's a spy for me. He confided that the staff at the staff meeting last week, they talked about me for 3 hours. About me. They said I was crazy. And they're worried that me, the old codger who plays all the good music, they're worried that I am ruining the reputation of the station. That I don't fit the hippie music template. The trouble is, these WFMU people, they're so deaf from playing this loud, peak decibel acid rock that they can no longer distinguish good music from bad music. They can't even tell mediocre music from lackluster music. Such are their warped cognitive and auditory facilities. And their brains are damaged. And this damage, of course, is irreversible. Why do some people, you know, at the Van Halen nursing home in Verona, New Jersey, who are diagnosed with dementia, and they are more lucid than these WFMU punks? So, Professor Dum Dum confided that the staff, they want to get rid of me, but they're afraid of me. They're so awash in this political correctness that they think if they try to fire me, I'll sue the station for age discrimination. You know, at my age, the statute of limitations on age discrimination expired 60 years ago. There is no case law or discrimination against people my age because there are only two people alive who are my age, and no one has ever tried to fire Paul Harvey. They're afraid of him, too. So anyway, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere, well, except to Brooklyn later, to spend New Year's Eve with Blossom Moskowitz and Fudgy, her dog. Meanwhile, I'll continue doing the radio show here. Okay, back to the music. We got another 78. This is Reinhold Werenrat. I've never played him before, but I think you'll appreciate the song. It's all about the delightful women.
I'm quite sincere. Women are angels without any wings. Tell them I write. I fear I cannot embrace more than two, one in each arm. Safety in numbers, they say, is it true? Say nine or ten.
Who is that again?
Ladies, say well. Oh, you're dear, delightful women. I simply love you all, and I don't much care if you're dark or fair, if you're bad, if you're bold, if you're shy, if you're cold. For the fact remains, you're women, gay or simple, short or tall. But I can't forget which I love the best, for I love every one of you best of all.
Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady.
be a change for you and me to stay at home once in a while. We tabaret until the break of day. I bet we dance many a mile. Oh, I'd like to see a movie once more. They don't keep people staying up until four. Wouldn't it be a pleasant novelty to tumble in early once more? Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, then let me whistle good night. Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal, I'll build a cottage for you. You learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal. Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal, I'll build a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
Why is going to the park one guy in the very many months of May? I was taken by surprise by a pair of roving eyes. Was going to the park one guy.
My girl and I were walking.
Yes, walking.
Yes, just walking.
Your girl is used to walking.
That's why I walked her home, and there we started talking.
What, just talking?
Yes, just talking.
About what were you talking?
Well, you see, we were all alone.
And she said?
She said, we're having lovely weather.
And you said?
I said, yes, lovely weather.
And she said?
She said, I wonder if it's gonna rain.
And later on the evening, you said?
I said, it's getting a little colder.
And she said?
She said, it is a little colder.
And then you said?
I said, winter must be here again.
Is that all you said? And she said?
No, we said more than that.
What was it? What was it?
Say, can you keep this under your hat?
Positively.
Well, I said, it's a lovely evening.
And what did she say?
She said, yes, lovely evening.
And you said?
I said, I guess I'd better say goodnight.
That must have been quite thrilling.
Yes, thrilling.
Quite thrilling.
In fact, it was almost chilling.
Yes, I can plainly see.
But I'm not halfway through it.
Oh, boy, I knew it. Go to it.
But remember, if I do it, it's confidentially.
Right. Now, she said.
She said, move a little closer.
And you said.
I said, just a little closer.
And what did she say?
She said, I'm very much obliged to you. Thanks.
And so then you said.
I said, do you want a little kissing?
And what did she say?
She said, I'd like a little kissing.
And you said.
I said, well, I'm much obliged to you.
hug yourself.
And so then you kiss, and she kissed.
Yeah.
And you both kissed and washed hands.
Oh, she kissed.
Uh-huh.
And then I kissed.
Uh-huh.
And then we both kissed again.
Ah, uh-huh. And she said...
He said, it's getting kind of late, dear.
And you said...
I said, yes, yeah, kind of late, dear.
And what did she say?
She said, I guess you better say goodnight.
She said... Have a lovely weather, and I said, have a lovely weather, and she said, wonder if it's gonna rain. And so then I said, getting a little colder, and she said, tis a little colder, and I said, winter must be here again. And so then she said, and I said, and she said, so and so, and I thought, and she talked. About what?
How can I tell?
Then I said, it's a lovely evening. And she said, it's a lovely evening. And I said, my wish said a love tonight.
Me, myself, and I.
That was the great Billie Holiday, and the song was called Me, Myself, and I. And it was a 78 RPM record, very clean one. I know how to clean them up. Yes, and I'm the old codger, I'm an expert on these sorts of things. For that, we heard the Harmony Brothers. They were a couple of good time Charlies. Those guys were the Harmony Brothers, and they did She Said and I Said on the 78. That was sent to me by my friend David in Florida. Thank you, David. And before that, oh, it's amazing, Jimmy May. That's where Ukulele Ike got his style, from Jimmy May. Or maybe it was the other way around. It was a long time ago, I forget. Jimmy May did Sleepy Time Gal. And Reinhard Werenrat did Dear Delightful Women. All on the 78 RPM Records, presented to you by the old codger, Corky T. Edison. You can hear me on Tuesday nights. Every other Tuesday night from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock following the atrocious Dave Emery program. Poor Dave. Yeah, I'm always following him. He's a terrible lead-in. I don't know what it is. But he brings you all this dreadful news about conspiracies, and then I have to come on and play great music. It's not easy following Dave. But anyway, I'm filling in tonight for the Dorian Show. That's her name, by the way, Dorian Show. I don't know if you're aware of that. And she's on Monday nights, usually. You can hear me next week at 7 to 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 8th of January. So, I got not much time left, and then somebody else comes in, Sinner's Crossroads. He plays some good old music, some good old gospel music. Kevin is his name. But anyway, I got some time for some more 78 RPM records. So we got Dinah Washington and Cody Williams. This is a filthy song. It's filthy. Absolutely filthy. If you have little children in the room, cover their ears right now.
I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Yes, I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Long John, they call him, and he answers every call. Well, I went to Long John's office and told him the pain was killing. Yes, I went to Long John's office and told him the pain was killing. He told me not to worry, that my cavity just needed filling. He said when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. Yes, when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. 'Cause every woman just can't stand the pain. He took out his trusty drill and he told me to open wide. He said he wouldn't hurt me, but he'd feel my hole inside. Long John, Long John, you've got that golden touch. You thrill me when you drill me, and I need you very much. When he got through, he said, baby, that will cost you 10. Yes, when he got through, he said that will cost you 10. 6 months from now, come back and see me again. Say you're supposed to see your dentist about twice a year, that's right. But I think I feel it throbbing, guess I'll go back there tonight. Long John, Long John, don't ever move away. Say I hope I keep on aching so I can see you every day.
Play.
Ah, yes, the redemptive power of surface noise. I've said it before, I'll say it again, they should make surface noise the national anthem. And it was up to me, it would be. But that was the Brock Sisters, and how many times before that Donna Washington and the Cootie Williams Orchestra and the Filthy Song, about a dentist, of course, a dentist with a very long drill called Long John Blues. So, this is the old codger. I have been filling in for Dorian Cho, and she'll be back next week. I'll be back next week, too, on Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock on WFMU. I do want to say Happy New Year to all my friends out there, Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton, Blossom, I'll see you soon. I'll be out there in Brooklyn. I'm bringing the arugula. And Woody Fishcake Clooney, my agent, Lola Bell Pancake, and another doddering crony of mine, Oogie Wawa, is out there. And, of course, Zippy. Hello, Zippy. Zippy's going to come and join me and Blossom. We're going to be a threesome. I did a menage a trois tonight. Blossom, bring some more friends, will you? So, anyway, I'll be back. Stay tuned for Sinner's Crossroads. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope.
Lord, I did not dream. Break in here on Tunis Crossroads this evening. It's the Gospel New Year's Toe Tapping Extravaganza here on Tunis Crossroads on WFMU, and we're having to break in here because of the deacons. The deacons have already got into the fireworks, and our Catholic brothers and sisters visiting with us this evening and brought over a case of wine, and the deacons have gotten into that too. So wine and fireworks and deacons don't mix. Tunis Crossroads here on listener-supported Freeform WFMU. This is Kevin and the host of the Sinner's Crossroads Chapel of the Air. And our New Year's Eve toe-tapping extravaganza has already begun. Stay tuned for an amazing, amazing 1 hour of gospel throwdowns. And also, stay tuned later on already for the grand finale fireworks. Grand finale fireworks, incredible toe-tapping gospel music. Bottle rockets. Stay tuned to Christ Center's Crossroads. This is supported Freeform WFMU. Stay tuned. Woo! Hey, watch that.
Anyway, I'll bless my Lord. Say, you know how.
Satisfied.
Anyway, Lord. Anyway, you bless my Lord. Lord,
I'll be
satisfied. Bless my mother-in-law. Bless my father. Bless my little sister-in-law. Well, too. Said anyway. Oh, Lord, no. Say, you know,
I'll be satisfied.
Well, anyway.